Barney Duncan.
Lieutenant Denver, those still living after 4 years of war, have gained at last the freedom for which they fought so gallantly. James Caffin, Christchurch, New Zealand, May 1945. London, November 10, 1944. On a black night in April 1941, the 20th New Zealand Battalion, which I then commanded, withdrew from its positions in the Servia Pass in Greece under some pressure and with great difficulty. A Company reported that four men were missing, and I was annoyed to find that one was Corporal Denver. I had noticed that this NCO, non-commissioned officer, was becoming more prominent as matters became more difficult, and I had decided to put him up for a commission if he survived the campaign. Nothing more was heard of him, and in time we decided that he must have been killed. In Italy, nearly 3 years later, General Freiberg rang me one evening and asked if I remembered a Corporal Denver of the 20th. I did, very well. What about him? It was one of the bright moments of the war when the general went on to say, "Well, he's back, been a battalion commander with Tito." And everyone who came into my headquarters that night heard the good news probably several times. I'm delighted to hear that the story of what he has done is being told in a book, and look forward to reading it. And with the rest of the old 20th, I'm very proud that he was one of us. H.K. Kippenberger, Major General, 2nd NZEF. To whom it may concern, the bearer, number 8028, Corporal John Denver, a company, 20th Battalion, 4th Infantry Brigade, 2nd NZEF, after serving with his unit a year and a half in Africa, went to Greece, where he was captured by the Germans on April 26, 1941. He was taken to Maribor, Yugoslavia, whence he escaped and made his way to Ljubljana. He had the choice of making his way to the coast or of joining a small band of partisans, 120 strong, who, he had learned, were conducting a guerrilla warfare against the Axis occupier in Slovenia. He joined the partisans and continued the fight. Corporal Denver served with the partisans from December 1941 to December 1943, having been promoted to company, then battalion commander, and in December 1943 to brigade commander, although he was not active in this last capacity due to effects from wounds. Corporal Denver was wounded three times during his service with the partisans. He took part in many operations against the Italians and Germans and performed all his duties with outstanding courage, tenacity, and a conscientious sense of duty. For most conspicuous bravery in an action in August 1943, when his unit attacked a German maintenance unit while en route by tram to Italy, in which attack the train and all equipment was destroyed, and 85 German soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting, I recommended to the British C&C that Denver be awarded the DCM. Denver enjoys the full confidence and esteem of the partisan command and is recognized as a hero of the highest order. His conduct since his escape from the Germans has done much to enhance the respect of the British soldier throughout Yugoslavia. Corporal Denver was badly wounded in the arm in September 1943, and because of lack of local facilities, is being sent to rejoin the British forces in Italy for hospital treatment. The veracity of the facts in this statement is vouchsafed for by me, as I have had the opportunity of personal contact with Denver and his commanders during my term of duty as British liaison officer to Slovenia. Signed, W.M. Jones, Major. W.M. Jones, DCM and Bar, Major, British Liaison Officer, Slovenia, January 2nd, 1944. General Headquarters of Slovenia, at the front, January 2nd, 1944. General Headquarters of Slovenia confirmed that John Denver, born May 5th, 1913, in Glasgow, Scotland, resident of Maori Point, Karamea, West Coast, New Zealand, escaped from a German prison camp in Maribor and on January 6, 1942, voluntarily joined the Slovenian partisans. As a machine gun.